Dirty Diana is presented by Dipsy. Desire is a fire to be stoked. Connect with your sexual self with Dipsy and download the app today. Please be advised, this show contains adult language and explicit scenes. Not advised for persons under the age of 17. Q Code presents Dirty Diana, created by Shauna Festi, starring and produced by Demi Moore.
So, are we recording?
Yeah, all set.
Just so you know, I've always been into men. I have a boyfriend, we've been together for years, and we'll probably get married.
Okay.
But my fantasies, they're never straight fantasies. They're always about women. There's something about the female body that turns me on like nothing else can. I mean, what am I going to do with a dick, you know? When my boyfriend and I used to live in New York, we lived in this tiny fourth floor walk-up. There was a week when I got really sick. I think it was strep. I could barely get out of bed. And I was so bored. I'd gone through everything interesting on Netflix in the first 2 days. So I would spend hours watching my neighbors in the building next door. Just waiting for something exciting to happen. I was spying, really. And after 5 days at home, I knew them intimately. The banker who had wild, drug-fueled parties and ordered in dim sum every night. The sweet old lady whose face would light up every time the phone rang. And directly across from my apartment was a young French girl with long hair and short bangs. She had such a beautiful body, tall and lean. I named her Céline. She lived there with her boyfriend and they had sex about once a week, right there, by the window, drapes open. Sometimes I would watch them. And it was always the same. Missionary position with the sheets pulled up over both of them. I mean, even I was bored. But the best part was when they would finish. After he fell asleep, she'd masturbate on her own. She'd turn away from him. Towards the window. And it was like she was looking right at me. Sometimes she even put on a nightlight, which gave me a better view. I could see her face when she climaxed. God, she was beautiful.
What's your fantasy?
I think about walking over to her apartment once her boyfriend leaves for work. I think about her letting me in. It's like she's been waiting for me to arrive. She leads me to her bed and slowly undresses and puts my hand between her legs so I can feel her soft wetness. And then the minute she does this, I can feel my orgasm building. It's immediate. Nothing like when I'm with a man and it feels so far in the distance and I'm concentrating so hard. Any rogue movement can throw it off. Any miscalculated dirty talk can literally kill it. But this, it's right there for me. I'm the one trying to stop it for once. It must be what men feel like all the time. So I lay her down on the bed and suck on her breasts. And kiss her between her legs and slide my fingers into her. Seeing my fingers disappear inside her turns me on like nothing else has. She holds me even closer, kisses me deeply, breathes into my ear. I know how good I'm making her feel. Better than her boyfriend ever could. And I'm determined to make her come. I can't leave her unsatisfied like her boyfriend does. But she wants me to come too. So she starts kissing me all the way down my stomach. And it feels like this is the moment. The only moment I've ever really wanted. And now it's here. And I don't ever want it to stop. But as soon as her tongue slips inside me, I can't stop my orgasm. It's heading towards me like a freight train. There is no stopping it. And I come harder than I ever have in my whole life. And she lies back on the bed. And I tease her with the vibrator she hands me, circling her clit and bringing her so close to climax, and then pulling it away. And she kisses me with desperation, with want. And she's kissing me so deeply, and her breasts are pressed against mine, and she feels so soft that I want to melt inside her. And when I touch her, she's so ready that it takes less than a minute. And she smiles. She smiles when she comes. And there is something so incredibly gratifying about it. It's like putting the last piece in a 1,000-piece puzzle. And then we hear the front door opening, and I have to climb out onto the fire escape, and we're both laughing uncontrollably like two teenage girls. And she makes me promise to come back the next day. Promise me. God, it feels so real. That attraction. It's so powerful.
So do you go back the next day?
Claro. Siempre. How could I not?
So, this will be my last session with you.
Mm. Is that what you want?
I'm just spending so much time in therapy. You know, Oliver and I are going once a week now, and I just don't think I can fit in another minute discussing me.
Does this decision have anything to do with what happened last week when we discussed your mother?
I mean, yes, that was uncomfortable, sure, but, you know, I think that's really more your issue, isn't it, if you don't believe me when I'm being honest?
What you share about your mother strikes me as a very lived-in lie, a survival technique for past trauma.
And that's your opinion. My opinion is that my mother was wonderful. And the truth is, I just don't have time for all of this therapy.
Well, you've paid for the hour. I mean, might as well use it.
I don't know why you're so fascinated with her. I mean, look at my life right now. My marriage is failing. My daughter probably hates me.
Where's your mom right now?
Jesus, she's buried in a cemetery.
I have been doing this for a very long time, Diana.
So have I.
Where's your mother right now?
She's dead. And she's tired of it.
This is Oliver. Leave a message, and I'll call you as soon as I can.
Hey, it's me. I'm waiting in the never-ending pickup line at school. And I was thinking that maybe I'd surprise Ella and take her to Pinkberry just for a treat. And I don't know, maybe you'd like to meet us there. Might be nice for her to see us together. Okay, so just call me when you get this. Okay.
Hi, Mrs. Wood. Ella's waiting in the office.
Why? Is she okay?
She's fine, but there was a woman here earlier that wasn't on the pickup list. She said that you asked her to pick up Ella for you.
A woman? Did she tell you her name?
She said she was Ella's grandmother.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Dr. Stevens was going to call you, but the woman left peacefully.
I'm so sorry.
Just make sure your mother's on the list if you want her to pick up.
Yeah, of course. And thank you for enforcing the list. It won't happen again, I promise.
Look who remembered my number.
If you show up at Ella's school again, I will go straight to the police and charge you with kidnapping. I mean it. You have crossed the line again.
Hey, sorry, I could only get a dozen pills for the week.
Why?
Liam's usual guy. He disappeared. What happens if you don't take them?
Nothing.
Yeah?
I've had a rough day.
Right.
I just like them.
You like them a lot.
Here's the fantasy. We should be good for the week.
You know, I like seeing you, Diana. I never know what to expect.
Expect this. This is what will happen from now on. You give me the cash, you upload the fantasy, you ward off the ads and any questions.
Look, I don't know what you're going through in your life, but whatever I can do to help, I will. I want you to know that.
There isn't anything you can do for
Diana,
me.
Come on.
Look, just this. And I'm sorry if I haven't made that clear.
I can make you feel good. I can make you feel good, Diana. Look, I know I'm younger than you, but I'm good at what I do. All right? I can make you feel good if you let me.
I have to take this. Hello?
Hey, can we change therapy to tomorrow? I have a 15-mile run this afternoon, and if I miss it, I'll throw off my entire training, so that'll be all right.
Yeah, I guess I can call and ask.
Cool.
Is that all?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, is that why you were calling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How are you? I've left a couple of messages.
Yeah, I'm good. A lot of work, but, you know, I'm fine. So see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Good.
So maybe... Hello? Well. Bye.
What? Are those my ladies over there at table 37? Are those my ladies?
Hi, Eric.
In the midnight hour, she cries more, more, more. More ladies now.
Wow, Eric.
Ooh, switching it up.
I am. Are you? The usual?
Why mess with perfection, Eric?
Coming up.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck him after all. I see what you mean, Diana. He's too needy.
Yeah, he's sweet, but a little too young.
Excuse me, I am not that much older.
And I still think his penis would smell like lettuce cups.
Thank you for reminding us about that, yes.
You know, I used to wait tables, and the smell of a restaurant is very hard to get off of you.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, ladies, I brought the hot goss.
Well, we were very concerned.
Oh, no, don't you worry. Remember Renee?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know Lucas with a K's
yes,
mom?
Yes.
Okay, so she did like a husband swap with Jane and Jane's husband Mark.
Mark with a C.
Yes.
Hey, how do you know that?
Renee told me. It went totally south. Jane's husband ended up enjoying Renee a little too much, and Jane is pissed.
God.
I think they're swingers. Supposedly, they do it all the time.
Why did she tell you?
Please, people often tell me. They open up to me.
They do.
But you know what? There's always been something off about Renee, and now she's a swinger.
Didn't they die in the 70s?
I mean, would you ever let your husband have sex with someone else in front of you?
I thought you said they swapped. Like it was more like an orgy?
Oh, gross. I mean, what is the difference? I couldn't do either. It does not turn me on.
Oh, me neither. No, hard pass, as they say.
What would turn you on?
Oh, Diana.
No, I mean, what? Like, what turns you on?
I mean, you know, the usual stuff.
That's a little personal, isn't it? Not to be weird, but...
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Why haven't you RSVP'd to my Roaring Twenties night, by the way?
Wait, I haven't?
If you need a costume, I bought 3. You can wear the one that looks worst on me.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You're so generous.
No, I mean, they're all nice. And you don't have the hips I have, so everything's going to look good on you. And you can come by yourself.
Well, why would I come by myself?
Well, I wasn't sure if Oliver would make it or not.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, he moved out, didn't he? He got that apartment.
Oh, dear.
What apartment?
Well, I thought, well, Dave ran into him at soccer pickup. He rented a loft downtown. You didn't know?
Oh, no. I knew. I just forgot. You know, he was staying at a hotel, and then it must have gotten too expensive, and...
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How does it feel living apart?
It's, you know, it's temporary. And we just haven't decided what we're going to do.
Well, decide quickly. Because he is so damn cute. You don't want any of those divorced moms thinking he's on the market. If Renee hears, she'll probably run right over herself.
This is Oliver. Leave a message, and I'll call you as soon as I can.
Hey, it's me. I was just at drinks with the girls, and they told me that you rented a loft. I'm confused. Why didn't you talk to me about this? Can you call me? I don't want to talk to you just in couples therapy. I mean, is that what we do now, Oliver? Please call me back.
The hotel was too expensive, that's all. In the long run, this was cheaper.
Long run?
Well, you know what I mean.
Can you describe how you're feeling right now, Diana?
Well, confused. Did you sign a lease?
Yes. It goes month to month after 6 months.
Wait a second. You signed a 6-month lease?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you imagine the break to be?
Well, we talked about a month, not 6 months.
I honestly don't see what the difference is. You wanted to take a break, Diana. We're seeing what this is.
How can you even afford a loft?
I quit my job. You were right. I was miserable selling houses.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and...
Well, do you remember that old farmhouse that I've been helping Tony restore? That finally sold for a fortune. And he cut me in, and we're going to work together full time now, and we actually already bought our first property.
Oh, okay. So you're what, a carpenter now?
Well, it's just like you've been telling me for years, to find something that excites me. Turns out I like working with my hands, and it was time to make a change, an overhaul.
You're both undergoing tremendous change right now. and there are going to be big feelings about it. What does this change bring up for you, Oliver?
Honestly, I'm angry. Of course, I'm angry and disappointed with Diana. But, you know, at the same time, I'm really, really grateful to her. Because, I mean, like, this is where I need to be right now. You know what I mean? And she's helping me get there.
And what about you, Diana?
I'm sorry. What's happening right now?
Diana, do you hear what Oliver is saying? Are you feeling hurt by him?
No. No, I'm feeling good, too. I mean, like Oliver, so many emotions at once. And I think this decision was the right one.
Definitely. Definitely. I needed the kick in the balls. It's like I needed to be shaken back to life. I wasn't happy.
Yeah, neither was I.
Have you two talked about the rules of your break? It's very helpful when couples set certain parameters so no one is unclear.
I don't think we need anything that formal, do we?
What about being intimate with other people while you take this break? Has this been discussed?
Well, I don't think that's applicable, right?
I think it is.
Okay.
If it comes up, I'd like to be with other people.
Diana? Diana, is this something you're comfortable with?
Other people? Yeah. Sure. Of course.
Hi, this is Tess, one of the producers of Dirty Diana. When we decided to team up with Dipsy for this show, I knew it was the perfect fit. I immediately fell in love with their website alone. It felt like, wow, this is something that was made for me. And that continued to be true the more I learned about Dipsy, a storytelling platform that prioritizes the female POV. They're not giving you the sex cliche you've seen 1,000 times. Dipsy's representation of the diversity and subtleties with desire and sex is so refreshing. As a producer at Q-Code, I appreciate the premium sonic quality of Dipsy audio stories. At Q-Code, we do our best to make our stories immersive through thoughtful recording and innovative sound design. It's obvious that Dipsy does the same. There's a depth to their narratives. And with that depth, access to real intimacy. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Diana. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Diana. dipsystories.com/Diana.
Oh, I don't know if I can do this.
These kind of women never like me.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
Okay, so if it's awful, we'll go back to the bar.
I think you've been cut off. Which is a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Oh, I can handle my alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God! Thank God, you're here! I was getting worried. Oh, and you brought a plus one.
Yes, this is Petra. Sorry, I texted you.
Oh my God, Diana, I'm getting secondhand drunk from your breath. What have you been drinking?
G&T's, and the bartender was very generous.
Well, good. Pre-partying with Petra, I love it.
It's
Petra.
Yeah, Petra.
Oh, sorry, Petra. The more, the merrier. Whose mom are you?
I'm no one's mother. Thank God.
So, how do you two know each other?
Diana makes porn, and I'm just a massive fan.
Excuse me?
Shh. She's joking. It's a joke.
Oh, that is hilarious. I totally... Oh, I like this one. And it's perfect because Petra can be your sexy new wing lady. There are three very single men out on the patio, and I want you to flirt like crazy with them all.
Oh, God, why would I do that?
Because it'll get back to Oliver, and he will be insanely jealous.
And then you should pass Oliver a note that says, "Do you like me? Check one for yes, two for no."
No, don't do that, but do flirt.
Well, I really just came to say hello.
Well, come.
Gosh, sorry. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, Loren, where are you taking us?
Where the single men are.
Oh, Loren.
There you are. Did you tell her about Philip? Hi, I'm Cassie. Whose mom are you?
I'm Baron.
Oh, my God.
She's teasing, Cass.
Oh, okay. So did Loren talk to you about Philip?
Is that Philip there in the top hat?
Yes.
I think I'm going to say no to Philip on Diana's behalf.
He has a stunning beach house. He kept it after the divorce.
Well, I don't even know how to flirt anymore.
What about Quentin?
Oh, no way. Ellis had a crush on his son since third grade.
Oh, my God. Like the Brady Bunch.
I love that you guys are committed to this flirting advice. But the only way to get Oliver's attention is to be bold. To move on.
Okay, with who?
With me. For now.
What did she just say?
Come here.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. Spread the word, ladies.
Diana, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I've just had a really long day.
I'm confused. Wait, is she your girlfriend?
That was quick, ma'am.
Was now seen, Harry.
Oh, that didn't just happen, did it?
Are you ready for some actual advice?
Did I just kiss you in front of the entire PTA?
I think I kissed you.
Mm. Well, it was nice.
Diana, you're not ready to move on. And you are definitely not ready to move on with me. Go to Oliver's house and talk to him. You want him back?
Of course.
So let's put on your hottest Patagonia thong. And Harry and me are going to drop you off at Oliver's. You were married for way too long to let it end this way.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa. Hey. What are you doing here? Where's Ella?
Oh, she's at a sleepover with Katie.
I didn't know you were coming over. Did we talk about that? Did I give you this address?
Yeah,
is that a flap address?
It is.
Oh, you look good in it, yeah.
I need to talk. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Can I just take a quick shower? I just got back from the gym and come on in, yeah.
Wow, this place, it's nice.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah, I like it too, yeah. The view's on the balcony if you want to check it out.
I can see you've been enjoying the view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a friend. We were just having a glass of wine, which I gather you have too. Do you need some food? Do you want to meet at Overo's, just around the corner?
No, I'm fine.
Why don't we meet there?
Shower. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can just wait in the living area if you want to.
Well, it's all one room, Oliver. There's nowhere for me to go.
Well, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. So just go wherever you like. Just give me 5. Mm-hmm.
I like the furniture. Is it all rented? Oh, my God. I haven't seen this picture of Ella in forever. Oliver?
What are you doing in here?
Hello?
Who is that? Wait, was that?
I did not know you were coming over. You should have called, Diana. You should. You really
should. So you thought you would just have a shower with her while I'm in the next room?
I came to tell her, so...
Oh, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you, Oliver.
Fuck you. Fuck you. This is allowed. You said you're okay with it today.
It's been about 30 seconds, literally.
Hey, let's talk about this in therapy, Diana. I'm not doing this just with you. I'm not. This is too toxic.
Oh,
it's too toxic.
Toxic?
It's toxic.
God.
Yes.
Hey, Diana.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hey, Diana. Wait a second. You showed up here. You left me months ago. Diana, I wanted nothing more than to be close to you for years. I would have done anything for you, Diana. I would. Anything.
So, ask her to leave and let's talk. Just you and me.
No. No, I'm sorry, I can't. Can't do that right now.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I wish I could, but I can't.
9 minutes. Shit.
Diana? What, do you need a ride?
No, my car's around the corner. I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know that was awkward. We mostly just talk, Oliver and I.
Please don't.
We can be friendly. We don't have to be mean to each other.
We're nothing to each other. We don't even know each other.
I know you. Or, I mean, I feel like I know you.
Well, you don't.
Diana, wait. Does Oliver know?
Know what?
About your little side hustle.
Good night, Amanda.
Oh, so he doesn't know about the site. Wow. I mean, I didn't think so, but I, of course, you know, I never brought it up.
What are you talking about?
Nadia. Nadia is a friend of mine. From work. She recorded with you last summer. Do you not remember her? She's tall, black hair. Her fantasy was about getting fucked by a fireman while her house was burning down.
What do you want?
I'm not gonna tell him or anything.
Thank you.
Sure. But I'd really like to do one too. I told Nadia to call you, actually, but then she lost your number, and then you showed up at the club with Oliver, which, I mean, life is crazy that way, right?
Yeah, you know, I've already got all the fantasies scheduled right now.
Okay, so just add one to the schedule.
Why would I ever do that?
Because I'll tell Oliver if you don't.
Don't fuck with me. You don't want to go down that road.
I'm not fucking with you. I just have a really good fantasy, and I want to share it.
Amanda?
Pretty please.
Fuck you.
I'm not trying to hurt you, Diana.
Amanda, are you down there?
Fine. I'll record it.
Diana?
Now get the fuck out of my face.
Diana?
Are you home?
Yeah.
Can I come over?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I want to forget someone. Just make me forget him.
I can do that. Come here. Take off your clothes.
James.
Look at me. Hey, Diana, look at me. This is for you. Huh? You can see how you make me feel, right? I want you so fucking bad it hurts.
Jada's fantasy.
Yeah.
Why is it on?
I was listening to it before you came over.
Can we listen to it?
You want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow, you touch me.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Come here.
Across the way. In her window.
Oh, my fucking
And she leads her boyfriend to the bed.
Have to make you feel good.
And she starts to have sex with him.
Yes.
And it feels like we're watching each other. And we lock eyes. And my orgasm starts to build. Reminding me that it's always been there. Ready. Heading towards me like a fucking freight train.
Thank you for listening to Jada. If you liked her story, be sure to enjoy our other fantasies here at haveagoodwood.com.
Dirty Diana stars Demi Moore as Diana, Clay Spang as Oliver, Rosa Salazar as Jada, Carmony Drogo as Petra, Mackenzie Davis as Amanda, Leslie Ann Warren as Jean, Betsy Brandt as Susan, Dolly Wells as Loren, Penelope Ann Miller as Cassie, Dio Ukinny as James, and Lily Taylor as the marriage therapist, with additional performances by Max Marshall, Lucia Pierre, and Stephen Moulton. Created and directed by Shauna Festi. Written by Shauna Festi and Jen Besser. Executive produced by Demi Moore, Shauna Festi, Jen Besser, Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Ryan Kavanaugh-Jones, and Fred Berger. Produced by Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Millie Iatru, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Additional sound design by Justin Davey and Ryan Sullivan. Mix and mastering by Ben Milchev. Sound design and mix consulting by Matt Yoakum. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Music supervision by Andrew Kahn and Eric Such at Good Ear Music Supervision. Assistant Director Lynn D'Angona. Script Supervisor Lucia Pierre. Assistant Engineering and Editing by Neely Oftering. Production Coordinator Anna Basha Yoakum. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Dirty Diana is a Q Code production. Me and my bitches, we about to start a riot. And we don't give a fuck about no diet. To my girls in every shade, getting paid, getting good pay. Stay prayed up, perfume stay sprayed up. My melanin makes your heart go ping. It's a pretty brown thing. It's just a pretty brown thing. Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.